Books on Tape presents Final Salute by Jim Sheeler. Read by Mark Deakins. Part 1. The Knock. You can almost see the blood run out of their body and their heart hit the floor. It's not the blood as much as their soul. Something sinks. I've never seen that except when someone dies. And I've seen a lot of death. Major Steve Beck. Chapter 1. Marine Lance Corporal Kyle W. Burns, Laramie, Wyoming. There were no footprints in the snow. The thought struck the Marine Major as he stared from his truck at the pristine white powder on the sidewalk of the dark neighborhood street in Wyoming. Soft flakes struck the warm windshield, then melted and dripped down the glass. Every second the Major waited was one more tick of his wristwatch that, for the family inside the house, everything remained the same. To the Major, the small wooden home looked as if it could have been dropped from his own hometown in Oklahoma, a house his own mother might have lived in if she were still alive. Now he had to walk up to someone else's mother, carrying the name of someone else's son. Less than an hour earlier, just outside Laramie, the Major and his passenger, a gunnery sergeant, pulled the Chevy Suburban into a small gas station and grabbed their garment bags. The two men walked into the station dressed in street clothes. When they emerged from the restroom, their spit-shined black shoes clicked on the floor. Their dark blue pants, lined with a red stripe signifying past bloodshed, fell straight. Their dress blue jackets wrapped their necks with a high collar that dates back to the Revolutionary War, when Marines wore leather neck straps to protect them from enemies.